We are up to Dav Tzadik Beis Amid Aleph, towards the top of the page, where it starts Itmar, about 8 or 9 lines from the top of the page. Okay, so says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned. So we had this whole discussion before about Rav Shimon that you can carry throughout all the chatzeres one to another, and according to Rav, only if any of the chatzeres didn't make their own individual ediv. Because they made their own individual ediv, we are scared they'll take things out of their house into the courtyard, and then we're scared they'll carry from the courtyard to the next courtyard. That was Rav's opinion, and he said Rav Shimon, and so on. And Shmuel disagreed. he said, well, it doesn't make a difference. They made an native, didn't make an native. You can always carry, and Rabbi Yechonon disagreed, because you can always, we're not worried that you can take something from your house and put it in the chutz and then carry it next door. And Rabbi Shimon is consistent with his views. So now we're talking about Rav. We're focusing on Rav and his son, how he understood his father. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learn, Shtei Chatzedes are the two courtyards, but V'chur Ba'achas Beinein. In between them, there's this dilapidated house, a house in ruins that was really hardly used, and it sort of both of them had access to it. and we're assuming it belongs to both of them, to neither of them, to third person, doesn't matter. Achas Irvum, the courtyard on the right, for example, let's say made an ediv between themselves, so they can take things from their house into the courtyard. The Achas Loyiv in the courtyard on the left, to call A the ediv one, and the one on the left, B, did not make an ediv between themselves. Amar Avuna says, that courtyard that did not make an ediv can carry to the Churba, because you know, it's going from one Rishus to another, very similar, and we're not worried they're going to bring things from their house into there because they're not allowed to. They didn't make an ediv. But according to what Rav understood, where they made an ediv, we're scared they'll take things from the house into the courtyard, and they'll carry it from the courtyard into the churbe. They might take vessels from their house and bring it out into the churbe. However, Rav's son Chia, he said, we give it to both of them, even the house, even the courtyard that made an ediv will say you're allowed to go to the churba. And now that because both of them are allowed to go to the churba, ushtei and asuris, they're both forbidden. Now, what do you mean they're both forbidden? You can ask me a question, shtei and mutaris, maybe they both should be permitted, since we're allowing the courtyard that has made an ediv. They might take things from their house into the courtyard, therefore we shouldn't allow them, so we shouldn't allow both of them. If they both have the same status, then we shouldn't allow both of them. Because otherwise, how come before we learned that we only give it to, that the one that did not make an ediv has a right to walk, but the one who made an ediv, we do not allow them to carry anything to the other chatzar, being was scared to take things from the house and put it in the courtyard and then move on. Hossam over there, he said, very different. Kivan de mintri mani de botin bechatzah, over there, if we're scared that they're going to take things from the house into the courtyard, from the courtyard into the ruins. Over there, because in the courtyard, it's pretty private, and therefore it's quite common that people take things from the house to the courtyard, and they're going to move from one courtyard to the next. Asalafukhe. So they'll take things out. Hacha bechurba. Here we're talking about bringing things into the room. Generally, things which you really are worried about or concerned about, or that worth something worth has value, you wouldn't leave it in the churba. So we're not worried you can take things from your house, which are more precious or more valuable, put in your culture and then bring it into the churba. Kivan de lemintre, since this doesn't really protect you, man de chutz b'churba lo asi, to say that a person is going to take kalim from the house and put in the churba, we are not worried. Yigiram would say that, in fact, Rav Chiya said that it's in Chatzchila. Yigiram Yechiya, but Rav Amar, Afle She'irva, yet what? It applies to both. Whether the maid of the Megan Eidav was staying, but they're both permitted. Ivim Tema, maybe it should be both Asa. Fisha'ein Noisnin Chatzah She'irva L'Chatzah She'irva. That, you know, the Chatzah that made an Eidav is not allowed to carry things to the Chatzah that didn't make an Eidav because we're scared that you're going to end up taking things from your house into your courtyard, then from courtyard to the next chatzah, but not here. Hasam there. So in the first version, Chia said asam. The Gemara rejected and said maybe it's mutter. Here, Chia Barav himself said it's mutter. Kivan de mintri maane de batim bechatzah. Since that what the chutz is still pretty private, then you bring things from your house in the courtyard. The shabbat rabbanon, therefore did not allow a courtyard that made an ediv to take it to the next courtyard. The asal afuki, because you might take things from your house in the courtyard and then move it from there to the other courtyard. Abu b'churbe. But to put your things into a house in ruins, you're not going to put anything valuable there. So we're not worried that you can take things from your house into your courtyard and into churbe. Loim mintri, it's not protected. So therefore, both of them are allowed to bring things there. Okay, Mishneh, gag godel, you have a large roof, samuch lekatan. So we already learned this before. You see, you have a large roof, and if you have pictures, you can visualize it. You can see it. You have a large roof, and abutting that is a small roof. Those two houses, you know, that are joined together, the attached housing, and one house is a big, wide roof. And they all have mechitzes around them. Have a maika, that fence we talked about yesterday. They all have fences around them. So if you look at the small roof, it's entirely open on the fourth side to the larger roof. It spills onto the larger roof. But if you look in the larger roof, it actually has four sides, because the entrance to the small roof, to the smaller roof, is flanked by two walls, and then you have the walls that go onto the smaller roof. So the large roof has four walls basically with an opening if it's less than 10 amos, but the small roof is the fourth side is wide open. So therefore the dinim are very different. Gag godel, the large roof, some of the cotton next to the small one. Hagodl, mutter, the large roof can walk around, they have four walls, they can carry whatever they want inside their own thing. The hakotten also, but the small. So what? So the large people in the large room can take things from their house, bring it upstairs to their roof. There's no issue whatsoever because it's all very private. They have four sides, and the fact that the smaller roof opens up to the large roof has absolutely no bearing over here because it's less than 10 amos wide, and the large roof has, you know, sides to that, has a fourth wall there with an opening. but the small one. But the cotton also, the people living in the house in the small one cannot bring their things up to the small roof, but then it's wide open on the fourth side. It's nifritz b'melui, it's open completely to the other side. And everyone agrees to this. That you're not allowed to take things from your house to the roof, even though you're allowed to move things from one roof to the next roof, we have before a mayor, but not to take things from your house to the roof. That you cannot do. Because and then take it from the roof to the next roof. Says the Gemara further, same idea as with a chotzer. You have a courtyard, you do a large one, shenifres l'ktana, that has an opening to the, you have a small courtyard, so the fourth side is completely open to the large courtyard, but the large courtyard on that side that's open, which is narrower than 10 amos, has walls there, so it's like a doorway. People can take things from the house and put it in the courtyard, but in the small one, they cannot take things from the house and put it in the courtyard. Now, it's redundant, the Gemara will explain. She can picture the opening of a large one. Why do you need both? Says the Gemara, L'Rav, the Gemara, according to Rav, it's coming to tell you, Ketoni Gag, Dumi L'Chotza. According to Rav, it's coming to tell you that a roof is just like a courtyard. Ma Chotza, remember Rav holds that if you have a Gag, Bein HaGag, Rav holds that, that you wouldn't call it, since you cannot carry, if a bunch of, in the Chachamim there, they understand. Rav says you cannot carry on your own roof more than four amos because you have no walls. Even though you say good asik, but because the walls are covered, you cannot see them. And he learns it from this Mishnah because the Mishnah compares a roof to a chutz. It's like a courtyard. You can see your walls. So too a roof. When do we say it has walls and you can carry the entire length of your roof if you can see the walls? But if you have eaves, for example, in the cover of the walls, then we assume you don't have any walls on the roof and you cannot carry more than four amos. So gag dumi the chotzer, we compare the roof to the courtyard. Ma chotzer mikir b'chitzasa, the visible of the walls. Av gag nami mikir b'chitzasa, the roof also is visible of the walls. And according to Shmuel, who says that no, we do extend the walls, even though we cannot see it, he learns all the way around. The gag dumi the chotzer, he learns, and according to Shmuel, if you have, because Shmuel holds, even if you cannot recognize it, you get good asik. And we say the walls go up. So then what's it to do with chotzer? So he's saying, could by a chotzer we can see the walls, and yet why is it that if the small chotzer cannot carry? Because we say that the people from the two chotzer are milling about and they break any wall there. So the roof also, even though we say that you know why the small roof is forbidden, because people are walking from the small roof to the big one, so they're breaking that imaginary wall. Because according to me, there's a wall there. Why is it that the small roof cannot carry because it's attached to the big roof, but there's a partition between the two houses, so why don't we extend it upwards according to Shmuel? It's because people are trampling it Also, Rabbi Mavatl Mechitzasa, because the people in the small room walk into the big room, they break it. In fact, if the taka wouldn't be walking there, if they're totally separated, then we would have the imaginary wall. So he's saying it's just like the courtyards. Because it's wide open, they walk, they share back and forth. Same thing, that's why the roof is no good. But if it wouldn't have been for the trampling, we do have in a wall there. The have, yeah, so Shmuel says, Gag, do me the chatzim, chatzim, the kodosh, the rabbi, just like the chatzim. Because they continuously walk to both sides of the courtyard. I've got Namri kodosh, the rabbi. The only reason why by the roof you don't have that imaginary wall is because it's trampled. For Ketas, a proof to me. Otherwise, you would have a roof. Yosef Rabba and Rab Zeira and Rabba by Rab Chanan, the Yosef Abaye Gabayu. And they had a bias sitting there as well. The Yasi come in, they had this discussion. Shema Menon must listen from our Mishnah. We learn now, because the Mishnah talking about is a large courtyard and a small courtyard, and how the small courtyard becomes ancillary to the large one. The large one dominates, and the small one is like non-existent. We learn out a number of other dinim. Maybe learn from Mishnah, the Yoyri Gdeila Biktana. We learn now that the people of the large courtyard completely subsume the small courtyard, but the people in the small courtyard have absolutely no influence and control over the large one. So let's see how it plays out. Case number one is when it comes to a case of klein. Ketzad, you know, you're not allowed to plant other seeds within a certain distance of vines. So we learned right before that if it's single vines, it's six tvachim, and if it's a group of vines, it's called aruga, a patch of vines, then it's four amos. Unless you have a fence. If you have a fence on one side of your vines, then the other one can bring up his seeds all the way up to that fence. So here, gifani migdala, if you planted a vineyard in the large courtyard, let's say, or a large field, osu lezerei sektana, you're not allowed to plant in the small one, because the small one's as if it's totally subsumed by the large one. So therefore, you're not allowed to plant at all. The imzora, zeroin asurin, if you did plant, they are completely osur. The imzora, zeroin asurin, if you planted seeds, they're completely osur. But gifanim mutarin, but the vines in the large one, you're allowed to plant vines in the large one, because as far as the large one is concerned, they see it as having a wall. So you could have planted your seeds all the way in the small field, all the way up to that partition, to that fourth side. For you, it's wide open. So therefore, you can't, and not only that, not only is it wide open, normally you're allowed to do four amos away, but over here, because the large field dominates and completely swallows up the small field, so wherever in this, according to Rashi, anywhere in the small field you cannot plant, because it's like completely next to the vines. But the vines can plant all the way up to that opening, because for them it's a door. And I told you, if there's a mechitza, you're allowed to plant all the way up to that mechitza. So gefanim mutarim, but all the way around, if gefanim biktana, if the gefanim are the, again, we ignore the ktana, mutil is roi, you're allowed to plant the large, you're allowed to plant the large, you're allowed to plant the. Why? Because as if there's a mechitza there between the two. So you can bring it all the way up to the mechitza. But the small one cannot use the grapes. Because for them, it's as if it's they've been swallowed up by the large one, they're right next to the Zerayim. Case number two, a woman receiving a get. So let's say you have to throw it, put in her hand or into her property. And according to one opinion, it's not enough that it's her property, she has to be standing there as well. So if this Gemara is following the opinion that she has to be standing next to the get. So what happens if Isha Bigdela, the get Bigtana? What happens if the woman is standing in a large courtyard and the get is in the small one? They both belong to her, but can you say that she's standing next to it? So if she's in the large one, which has, you know, for him, and the small one is completely swallowed by the large one, it's as if the get is right next to her. Mizgadashis, as if she's standing right next to the divorce. But if Isha Biktan, if she's in the small one, the get in the large one, she's not standing in the large one. So as far as she's concerned, the get is in a different place altogether. Ain't a Mizgadashis. She's not divorced at all. Because the large courtyard is not ancillary to the small courtyard, so therefore the get is not in her domain. Next one. You have a minion, you have a tzibur bigdoyle, you have the minion in the large, let's say, courtyard, and shliach tzibur tana, but the chazan who is being mighty them is in the small courtyard. And again, the small courtyard side is entirely open, but the large one has a wall there. So we say, and the large one takes over control, not the small one takes over control. So if the shliach tzibur is in the small one and the tzibur is in the large one, they take over as if the small one is inside the large one, so the chazan is with them. But if tzibur biktana, If the minion is in the small one, the shliach tziba begdoyle, but the chazan is in the large one, they don't follow the chazan, and therefore they don't have a chazan. And yoitzin yidei chevasan. They don't say that the chazan is in the large one as if it's together with them in the small one. They're not yoitze because you don't have. I want to say that as if the tzibur moved into the small one, because you don't take a majority of people and make them follow this one person, or even four people. What about Tisha? You have nine people in the large one and you have one in the small one. Again, it's good, but it's not, because the guy in the small one is as if he's together with them in the large one. But Tisha, very little, nine in the small, one in the large. So why don't you say that the nine in the small as if they moved to the large? Because you don't have a majority of people coming after a minority. It's tarfid, they don't combine. Another example, tsoya begdoila, if you have dung, excrement, in Allah Davin will say Krishna next to it. If it's in the large chatzer, also likus Krishna, then I'll even read Krishna in the small one, because as if the small one's inside the large one, you're next to the tsoya. But if tsoya begtana, but if there's tsoya in the small one, mutta likus Krishna, they'll read the large one, because if there's a wall, there's as if they're separated completely. Amalu Abai, that's what they were saying. This is Rabbi Rabzein Rabbi Chan. Unfortunately for them, Abai was sitting there and listening, and he doesn't like it. Amalei Abai, it doesn't make sense. Here are all examples where the large one has a mechitza, right? What would be if there would be no mechitza in the large one? Then the large and the small would be like one big courtyard. And if it would be like one big courtyard, then you can have a minyan together, it's all in the same place. But because they have the mechitza, so therefore, you're making it worse. And for example, in the case of Klein, if let's say they wouldn't have been the flanked by the walls in between the large and the small, then it'd be one big courtyard, then the din would be a lot of plant vines, a lot of plant seeds, as long as they're 4 amas apart from each other. But now, because you have these walls, you treat them like that you cannot plant anything in the small one. Why? Because you say as if the entire small one is sitting inside the large one. The whole idea of mechitzas is to separate. Here, by adding mechitzas, you, instead of separating, you're including it. It doesn't make sense. It's illogical. It's irrational. If there's no walls at all, you're telling me it's like one big chatzar. And you can be separate from each other. But if you add walls, and suddenly it's as if the smaller chatzar is inside the larger chatzar, and you cannot plant anything. He said, well, where's the logic in that? Amul Amaya, Im Kein of Sao, Matzina, we find mechitza that adding the walls, l'isar, makes it us shil mole ein mechitza. Let's say in the case of Klein, had there not been any mechitza marchik dald amazereya, you can then distance your seeds from the vines by 4 amas, and you can plant vila hashta. But now, because there is a mechitza, that was a larger chatza seeds has those walls, then suddenly it becomes us. It doesn't make sense. Walls are supposed to separate, not include. Amr Abzei Labaya, what do you mean? Abzei Labaya, well, a metzina mechitza. So I'll give other examples where you find that by adding a mechitza, it actually makes it usr. It brings it more together, for example. But now we learn, chotzer gedoyle shenifritz l'gitana. If you have a large courtyard that is open to a small one, right? We learned gedoyle mutar, the large courtyard is permitted because the large courtyard has a fourth side, it has walls there on the fourth side with an opening. But l'gitana usr, the small one is forbidden. Why? Because it's entirely open on the fourth side, which we learned in the Mishnah. Bipnei shekipischa shel gedolah, as if it's what? It's the doorway of the large one. Now, what happens if ilihishvu es gifu fer? Let's say you would have added walls to the large one, where the small courtyard, let's say the small courtyard's entrance is 8 amas wide. The large one, the width is 20 amas. If you would have taken that entrance and continued, extended the walls of the small one all the way to the other end of the large one, in other words, you would have made walls, you know, within 8 amas, you know, 8 amas apart from each other, right where the entrance is, all the way to the other side, let's say from the north to the south, all the way to, and the small chatzah is on the north side of the large chatzah, and then you continue those walls north to south. So now what would be, then the large chatzah also, in that area, you wouldn't be able to carry, because that side has no wall. So here we added mechitzas, and that's the reason to make it forbidden. So you see that sometimes adding mechitzas doesn't separate, it unites, and therefore comes asr. So we have precedence. Gedola nami asur is also asr. You see the picture in Rashi, what we're talking about. So you see the imaginary extension of those walls with the smaller chatzah at the other end. Omalei, Abai said, what are you talking about? Hasim over there, what you're really doing is siluk mechitzesu. What you did was you cancelled out the outer mechitzes. It's not the adding of the new mechitzes that makes the problem. It's the fact that you cancelled out the other mechitzes by making these inner mechitzes, and therefore it's a problem. But in the case of planting, the walls that you have on the fourth side are not blocking any of the entrances. They're on the side of the entrances. So l'chayda, what it should be doing is separating the two properties. But yet you're saying that, no, it subsumes the smaller property, and if you can't plant anywhere in that field. Where do you find that mechitzas bring things closer together rather than separating? So you must say, okay, I'll bring you another example. So now Rabba was sitting as well. So Rabba says to Abaye, you don't find it. We do find it. Let me tell you. What happens? You made tzchach. You have a porch. That's it. So you have like one of these gazebos. So you have the Rashi learns here a chiddush because the Gemara Sukkah will learn differently. In the Gemara Sukkah, we will learn that the minimum for a sukkah to be a kosher sukkah is two walls and a bit. But the way we learned there is the two walls have to be like a dalud, have to be connected, and then, so two walls, and then on one of those two ends, you have a bit sticking out, a tefach sticking out. That's the bare minimum. And then the Gemara says it has to be like a Tzurah Pesach and all that kind of stuff. But it has to be connected, contiguous to each other. That was the conclusion of the discussion of the Gemara there. But here Rashi learns, Sicher Gabik Sadr, you have two parallel walls. And if you have two parallel walls, you can add, on any end of the four points, you can add a tefach, and then becomes a kosher sukkah. That's what Rashi holds here. Taisa already alerts us that it should be contiguous, and he says he doesn't want to be Meirich here, so he isn't. So what happened was Sicha Gabi Eksadra. So you have these two parallel walls, where you have one tefach there somewhere, and he puts chach on top of it. She yesh lep tzimin that has a little a post of a tefach on any of the ends there. It's kosher. But interesting, Rashi says it's not enough to have one tefach. Rashi says in this case here, Uvedoifen, I'm just quoting Rashi here, third line from the top, Uvedoifen shlishis verevius kavuyin amudim lukani azovius. V'yeshlo tefach. Rashi says, now the Gemara there says it only is two walls and one tefach. Rashi says here there's two tefachim on each wall, you add a post of a tefach going in. So it seems that Rashi holds, now when does the Gemara say that it has to be contiguous if you only have one tefach? So you have to have a dalud, and then you have on one of the posts you have a tefach. But here, because you have a tefach on both walls, abutting both walls, then even parallel, that is good enough. That's what it seems that Rashi is saying over here. Now, what happens with Ilu Hishvu Pitzime? What happens if you build an inner wall now, so that one tefach that was jutting out from end of the wall is no longer jutting out because you built a wall out of that, so now all you really have is two parallel walls, nothing more. Psula. So here you see, you added a mechitza, and it made a puzzle. Says Omle Abaye again, Ledidi, according to me, first of all, it's kosher, because I believe, and we'll have a machlekes in the next few days, I believe you say, Pitikra Yoyed V'Seisim, since you have Shach on top, I say that the beams on top, as long as they're flat, come all the way down. So therefore you have your walls, regardless. I hold the sukkah as kosher, it's not an issue. And Ledidach, you don't agree with Pitikra Yoyed V'Seisim when on both sides you need to do it. Is siluk mechitzas. Again, I'll tell you the same thing. What you did was you cancelled out the outer mechitzas. And because you cancelled out the outer mechitzas, that's the problem. It's not the adding the mechitza, it's the fact that you removed the outer walls. So all the only walls you have left are these walls, and where's your third side? Because now these two sides are parallel, and the part that was jutting out before now became part of this wall, of these walls. So therefore you don't have nothing jutting out. So my question still remains, where do you find that adding a mechitza, which is supposed to separate things, actually bring things together? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, as it goes on for a while.